Gotcha!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, no!
I love pre-sending you the articles in advance. Usually I just spring them on you, but now and then I like to like, hey, what do you think about this article I found? And you're just like, oh, dear God.
Goodness, Chris, why does that exist?
That's what my days are. That's for this podcast.
Looking
that's
up
my,
articles?
That's how my days
weird,
are spent.
Weird articles.
If my computer were ever to be seized by anyone, or even if I just open my laptop in front of my girlfriend, it's just research, babe. It's like those politicians that get busted. And like, I'm just researching.
Yeah, I had printed out stuff back in the day when we were talking about couples therapy and who needs it. I printed it out and I had to like let my husband know.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, it's for the podcast. You're fine. Yes. We're not in a fight that you don't know about.
Best places to cheat without getting busted.
Sorry, it's just research.
In a 5-mile radius of North Hollywood.
Right. Like,
all right.
This is specific.
It's very specific. Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The official podcast of comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie. I'm Justin. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Sound guy Ivan.
Hi.
I hope you guys are.
If you don't start calling him the Sultan of Sound again, I'm going to walk off.
Okay,
this podcast.
I didn't want to overplay his title. The Sultan of Sound, Ivan Ishkov.
Thank you very much.
It's in the house. That way everyone knows what our voices sound like. Ivan, one more time.
It was a weird pop. That was weird. Yeah, it's me. What's up?
What happened?
Oh, it was just a weird pop on the thing.
Justin's probably holding his mic too close.
Too close to my beard?
No, it wasn't that.
My freshly shaven, my trimmed beard.
Did you trim it? It looks a mess.
I haven't combed it today.
Okay.
So you comb it and you put the beard oil in.
I
went to a hood barbershop.
Yeah.
And it was the best thing that I've ever done. It was so fun.
Yep.
I haven't been to a barbershop in years.
Yep.
And I stood there for like 35 minutes and the dude like, fuck. I kept saying, shape. And he was like, he couldn't speak English. So he was like, shave. I was like, no, shave. And he was like, shave? I was like, no, shave. And I did like the triangle to like point down. He goes, oh, shave, right?
Yeah.
And, but dude, like soccer was on. There was like bars on the front door was locked. You had to go around. It's like, dude, it was crazy. But like he had like the straight edge and he like shaped it up. And like, it was dope.
Nice.
I highly recommend it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Justin, you got a beard comb?
Yeah, I got a beard comb.
You got
now.
A beard comb?
Yeah. Do you rock a beard comb?
I do a beard comb. I got a beard brush too for the size.
Yeah.
And then for my mustache,
you have
a little comb.
Very well kept beard. Justin gets a little scraggly with his sometimes. Sometimes I got to talk to him about keeping it.
Oh, you
got to keep it tight.
You don't have the oils, bro?
Yeah, I got all of it now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, he upsold me all of it.
Stepped up your game.
The oil, the comb, and the beard balm is all in the trunk of his car.
Yeah.
And I bought
That's how you do it.
Now, did he straight razor shave your head?
No, he offered to. I was like, nah, I just do that. I'm like, I didn't realize it had already taken 45 minutes to get my beard done. I was like, I'm not going to spend another whatever how long it's going to take for you to shave my head. He was like, he went in, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was like an OCD. like,
right.
The problem with beards is like most men, like if you're lucky, it all grows one way.
Sure.
Like everyone I know, including me, I have like this weird like tornado like right here on the chin on the side. It goes all this way on the bottom. It all grows all. So like if someone's trying to like trim your beard, they have to like look which angle and it takes them a long time. But once you know him, then he's like, oh, I know this guy. I know exactly. It takes me 5 minutes. To,
yeah. He's like, just come in once a month and then we'll do it. And but yeah, he did like lower to like thicker and stuff. But like he would do it and he would like stand back and he would like examine it with his hands, like he was like doing like a Mona Lisa thing.
You were his work of art.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was his art. But
my husband shaved his face the other day,
like completely.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Yeah, I don't know. He looked like a naked cat. I've never seen him without a beard before. Like he's a beardy guy. He's always been a beardy guy. Like I love my man with some face hair, and he just came out completely shaven and had like taken his hair down to a one. Like just came out no hair and. Anywhere. I didn't know what to do about
it. He's got a parole hearing coming up.
Yeah,
what's he doing?
I don't know.
He's got like a suit on.
I don't know.
Anytime I have like a big life event, I always shave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I don't know why. Funerals and stuff, I'll shave.
But that's a known thing that for whatever reason, people, after they have big things, like women will cut their hair super short or men will shave their heads or whatever. So I'm sure that's what he was doing.
I got it from, this is probably not even true. I heard somewhere that Spartans, anytime they would grieve, they would shave their beard. Mm. And then once the beard came back, it's like, all right, you're done.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right. There's a lot of different cultures that that the hair carries the energy of the old. And then when you cut it all off and you get rid of the past and whatnot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Justin has no past.
Yeah, I have no past. I'm completely
keeps
free.
It fresh.
And all the energy is fine.
Keeps
no
it
negative
fresh.
Energy in my scalp.
Yeah.
But he redeemed himself though. He shaved his baby face and he took his hair down. But you told me the absolute cutest story.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Do you mind telling us on the air?
No.
So every week we do baby updates, and if you haven't been listening, they range from Christy shitting into a bucket to her pumping, and this one is by far my favorite.
Aw. So the kids are getting really, really close to coming home,
mm-hmm.
and so my husband is spending more and more time with us at the hospital learning how to do things.
Right.
So one of the nice things about being in the NICU, which sucks, but one of the nice things is that you have professional nurses to teach you how to change diapers, take temperatures, all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that they taught us how to do is to give the kids baths.
Mm-hmm.
So husband came in and they were getting ready for a bath, but they have to get shot sometimes. And when babies are born, even full-term babies, their tear ducts aren't matured. So they don't have actual tears that go along. Like they'll cry, but they don't actually have tears.
Out.
Yeah, nothing
That's
comes
so
out.
Weird.
Yeah. So our daughter got a shot last night and he was there and she started crying and big like crocodile tears started streaming down her face and her dad was crushed.
Oh.
Like he could not handle the sight of tears streaming down his little girl's face. He hated it so much he could barely stand it. He was like sweating and got really quiet, like didn't even say a word.
Wow.
Yeah, he got really tense and I come over and I was like, oh, she like her tears came in, that's so cool. And he looks at me and he's like, yeah, we can never let that happen again. Like that's the last time she can ever cry.
He doesn't want his
because
little girl
it
to be
just
sad.
Yeah, he didn't want his little girl to be sad, but yep. And then he came over and he gave his son a bath for the first time alone.
Uh-huh.
Normally we'll do it together, and if one of them needs it alone, it'll be me, but he did it himself. And as soon as he was done, he sat down and his hands were shaking.
Aww.
He was sweating, he was so nervous.
That's so cute.
So he's getting all that first time.
That's
gonna
be a big deal
out,
though.
Yeah,
like no one teaches you how to bathe your children or
but
hold
it begs
them properly.
The question, like, what happens to the people who give birth to a single baby, let alone twins, let alone triplets? And then if you're not in the NICU, you're there for 2 to 3 days and then they boot you out and just send you home
just
with arms full of children.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good luck to you. I hope you read the books.
Hope you have Google.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I guess that's why you got to take all those classes and stuff. Like,
yeah.
But like the CPR classes and stuff. But is there even like a how to bathe your baby properly class?
There's classes that teach you about all that stuff, but it's just you wouldn't really think to do that, right? You're like, it's a baby, you put it in the bath and you clean it, but you don't realize that they're like wiggly and you know, that they have that what it's like to hold their heads up and stuff like that. It's just, it's very interesting.
Or if like, say you, they're born and they're in the hospital for a couple of days and you take them home. Dude, if I looked and saw that a child was crying and no tears were coming out, I would just assume it was broken.
Right.
I would freak out.
Right.
I hope that I'm never a single father, because I'd be the dude that's in the hospital like every day.
All
like,
the time.
What's wrong with it?
Right. Something happened.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
It poop smells too bad.
Right.
There's no tears coming out of its eyes.
Right.
Like every time I hold its head, it falls. You know, I wouldn't know what to do.
This is where grandmas are like.
Yeah.
Old.
Yeah, that's true. And my mom's told me, she's like, just have a baby and give it to me. I'm
right.
Like, that's not
Fine.
How that works.
Fine. My mom comes in and it's always, oh, look at my little babies. Look at my little. It's like, those are not your children.
Yeah, your little grandbabies.
Those are not your children.
Get it
You're
right.
You have to give those back.
But that is the cutest story to me. That just the idea of your husband looking at his daughter crying for the first time and
it
just being
him.
Broken.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll ever recover.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Like, I don't know if he'll ever be the same person after seeing that happen. He's
why he went home and shaved his head.
Yeah, he's like, just I can't grieving. Take it.
Oh, man.
So cute.
That's so adorable. So they're coming out any day now, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Any day now.
Yeah. They said probably in about a week, maybe two.
And you got the house all ready for them?
Oh, my goodness. Painting and cleaning. It's been insane. Like hands and knees Cinderella style scrubbing floors.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know why, but it's nesting. A thing women do. Yeah.
Nesting? Yeah.
It's called nesting.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's very real, and it's like compulsive. Like I can't stop. It's midnight and I'm like scrubbing baseboards.
Really?
And my husband's like, what? Like, how about you sit down? I'm like, I can't.
Right.
Babies are coming home soon. Like everything needs to be the cleanest it's ever been.
Yeah. What do you think they're getting along with the dogs?
I think so. Especially I have a pug named Layla and she's old as shit. She probably won't care
right.
very much. You right. know what I mean? She's just going to sit there and not give a crap. Yeah. And then I have a definitely adult chihuahua. And who knows? He'll probably want to play and we're just going to scream at him a bunch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen dogs around newborns?
Uh-uh.
They're super curious. They're like, yeah. What is that?
What is it? Yeah.
Like, my dog will like crouch down and like almost crawl over with her tail tucked and her ears back, and she'll just like sniff the face and stuff. It's really cool.
And you never know. Like, they're either really protective or sometimes like they'll be snippy. So we'll see how it all goes down.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if like if for the first time, like how do you like get them acclimated to like newborns without like.
Well, what they have us doing now is that at the end of the day, I'll bring home like one of the blankets they were using to swaddle put it in the dog bed. So they're starting to get used
to again, scent. Again, this is shit. I would just put the babies and the dogs and the, hey, oh, you no. guys figure it out. Like I wouldn't know, sniff a blanket Jesus. Beforehand.
No, I train dogs. And what you do is exactly that. You take a blanket.
Uh-huh.
And then another good thing to do is to teach the dog, like you put the blanket down. And so if you don't want the dog touching the baby, you just condition it. So like, hey, don't go anywhere near that blanket.
Right.
Oh, so that dog doesn't.
Oh.
And then when the baby comes, he's like, oh, I know that smell. I'm supposed to stay away from
it. I would just get rid of the dogs, I think. Like,
People do that all the time. It's
just
fairly sad.
It
but
Or the babies.
Or the, just
whatever. Whichever one you like best.
Do a house vote. Oh, that's so awesome. Dude, that's great. That's one of my favorite baby updates so far.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah. The idea of like them being upset and crying and then no tears coming out is like, that just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about the idea of like, somebody should write a book like of like, here's everything that they don't tell you.
Right.
That you need to know.
Yeah. Things you'd never guess.
Things you would never guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, bring a blanket to the dog. Babies don't cry at first.
Justin, isn't it the opposite for men? Usually, like, we'll have the tears with, like, silence. Tears streaming down your face for no reason.
Exactly. Just tears, but no noises.
Single teardrop.
I'm trying to practice crying without making any noises. So for Valentine's Day, this is why I love women so much.
Okay.
She wants to go see The Notebook.
Right.
My girlfriend wants to go see The Notebook.
Yeah.
In a theater. It was $80.
Yeah.
It was $80 for two tickets to see a movie that came out in 94. Or whenever the fuck it came, I don't know, whenever it came out.
No, you're doing the thing that my husband and I did last year, and we talked about it on the podcast last year. It's in this beautiful old theater, and there's like a dress code, and they have hors d'oeuvres, and they have a open bar, and they have a picture booth.
Justin,
and
you got to pay $80 each?
Total.
You got to pay $80 so you can remind yourself of the expectations you'll never live up to.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah. I got to pay $80
to
cry.
It's lovely.
I got to pay $80 to cry in front of my girlfriend. I've never seen the movie.
Yeah.
But she's like, you're going to cry. It's going to be super sad. I'm
right.
Like, then why are we paying?
You're going to cry. It's not a Walk to Remember.
Why are we paying money for this?
Right.
We can watch something for free on Netflix that's not going to make me cry.
Right.
And then I can sit in my underwear.
Yeah, that sounds romantic.
I got to put on a suit.
You in your dirty fucking underwear watching some fucking comedy. We're watching old school.
Watching sounds Breaking fun. Bad on Valentine's Day.
That'll be awesome. Sounds nice.
I got to put on a suit. I got to spend $80. I got to park.
Oh my
I got to drive to cry.
This relationship's the best thing that ever happened to you.
There needs to be a book about relationships. That's okay. Here's the thing.
That tells you stop being an asshole.
Here's the thing.
Step one. You selfish dick.
Here's
put
the thing.
Pants on.
That's the name of the book.
Put
that's
pants
the name of the
on.
Book. Put pants on. Things they don't tell you before you get into a relationship.
That's right.
Teach you the best places to apple pick.
Yeah.
Teach you the best places to go hiking.
Yeah.
Teaches you teaches you how to prepare for Valentine's Day.
I've never seen The Notebook.
I'm actually really excited. I joke about it a lot, but yeah. I love shit like that.
Yeah.
I love shit like that. I like going to those old theaters too out here. That's the really cool thing about living in Los Angeles is you seeing these like 100-year-old theaters.
And, yeah, big, and, gorgeous chandeliers everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love all that shit, man. People make fun of me all the time. They're like, God, you're so like relationshiped up now. I'm like, it just gives me a reason to do the things that I already wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would have, I don't know if it would have been The Notebook, but if it was something like that, I would have done that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a little part of me that always wants to go apple
picking. Well, yeah, you're not that dude. It's not like you're taking time off of like football Sunday to go to the fucking Notebook. You're kind of a pussy.
Exactly. I know that we're a few episodes in the future ahead, but in real time, the Super Bowl is on this Sunday.
Is it?
And I had no idea. I literally had no idea.
You just told me just
now. I found
out
last week.
Did you? Comics and new mom.
If you gave me $1 million to tell you one of the teams that's in the Super Bowl right now, just one of the teams,
you can do it.
I would lose $1 million. $1 million on the line. I couldn't give you one of the two teams participating.
That's the great thing about you, though, being a new mom. Is like everything else is so secondary.
Yeah.
Like who's in the Super Bowl? What's going on?
I wouldn't have been able to tell you last year either,
right?
To be honest,
but you know what I mean, though. Politically, like you're like what people are doing on Facebook and like all that stuff is so secondary to you right now.
Yep.
Like you're just like, get my babies out of the hospital mode.
Right. Yep. I'll deal with you later.
Right. Yes. Life is on hold right now.
Yeah.
This is my world. I think it's fucking great.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm thinking about and I've said this before. I want to get off social media so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going into a full blown addiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I keep saying it's for my comedy, it's for my career and stuff, but I literally every
How many hours a day do you spend on social media?
I don't know.
If you were to guess.
Two?
2 hours a day?
Yeah.
That's not a full blown addiction. You know what an addiction is.
2 hours a day, but like not, but in increments though. So if you're adding it up over the course of the day, that's a lot.
How about this? Do you check your notifications when you're driving?
Yeah.
Do you go on just to see notifications or do you actually read like the Facebook wall?
Both.
Oh, that wall is so annoying.
It is. And like I get on and like I get angry because of what things that people post, and then I get jealous of things that other people post, and then it's like so many emotions in just a couple of seconds. Like it just gets thrown at you throughout the day.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I'm just like, I this is like detrimental to me right now.
Interesting.
And I don't know what to do.
What's the one that you're on the most?
Facebook.
Facebook, which is like the worst of all of them. Like the most worst. Evil.
People, everything is on there.
Yeah.
Everything is on there. And then there's ads, and then there's political stuff, and then there's, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. See, I love Instagram because you can literally pick and choose your environment on Instagram.
What do you mean?
Like I think it's more streamlined of what you see. You know what I mean? Of what you choose to see. So that's why I like it better. Like I have two different Instagrams. I have one that is all about, it followed me through my infertility stuff all the way through like the baby stuff. And so it's all people trying to get pregnant, moms, sober moms, things like that. Uh-huh. So everything on that Instagram that I see is strictly related to like parenting and motherhood and fertility. And then I have another one from my work that's all about like spirituality and crystals and things like that. And all of it is just strictly that. So I don't have to see like a bunch of just random whatever anybody feels like putting on there.
Right.
It's like very specific moods to each one of them. Yeah. So that's why I prefer Instagram.
Yeah, I think that I love Instagram. Instagram's my favorite for sure. And I think the thing with Facebook is lately because of the political climate and everything that's going on right now, like you get on there and it's like people like full-blown fights. People are yelling at each other and then the comments are blowing up because this person doesn't agree with this person. And then there's like these news stories and some of them are fake news stories. And then here's live video of this. Somebody posted a live video the other day of an animal getting eaten by piranhas.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like
That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. But like when I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's like I'm just like, I don't – it's just too much.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I think I'm getting to the point, I don't know if I'm getting older, but it's like sensory overload that I just.
But there is, there's no filter on Facebook. It's just everyone you know and their opinions. And then, like you said, they just throw in like ads and videos of just like, maybe you want to see this.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't.
Right.
I don't.
And I don't know the solution. I delete it. And then what? Then I can't post about my shows. I can't promote the podcast. I can't stay in touch with people. But then I keep it and I can't use it in moderation.
Do you ever think of just taking it off your phone?
Yeah, I do. I do a couple times a year. I delete the Facebook app.
Off the phone.
And then I go to Safari. And okay. then that oh. takes 10 times. You know what I mean? That takes 10 times right. as long.
Especially while you're driving.
You're driving. HTTP, backslash, www. And I'm not saying it's like an addiction as in like, you know, like a porn addiction or an alcohol addiction. But I'm just saying it's like, it's a thing that in my life that is causing me stress that I can't get rid of or manage properly.
Right.
So I use the term addiction, probably loosely.
Right.
But yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like, I don't know what to do.
Shut down your personal page. Just keep the...
Just get a fan page?
Yeah.
Just get a fan page. I want to be the guy. I want to be like just big enough to where I have somebody manage my fan page for me.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
That's all. You want to manage my fan page?
There
all
you right. go.
I'll make it great.
Great.
Trust me.
No.
What it is it's just like, it's junk food. Like, I'm laying in bed, I can't fall asleep, I'm on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I'm like, wow, I would have read so many books by now.
Yeah.
I just, like, cracked open a book
to exactly. fall asleep. And they say, like, right before you go to bed, like, the light from the phone, and then, like, the sensory stuff makes you
throws
not...
Throws off your REM.
And
then Apple's like, I got you, and then they make that bedtime, like, where it's all yellow and not, like, bright and stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. I don't know what to do. Like, last night I was laying, and it's the internet, it's my phone, I think, is the problem. It's not just... Dude, I went to bed at like I laid in bed at like 12:30 last night. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get up early. I got this to do. And 3:30 in the morning, I'm doing research about the seventh tower on 9/11 and why how that went down.
Get a manual alarm clock and leave your phone in the living room when you go to sleep at night.
That's really smart, actually. That's really smart. Put the phone in here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you think stuff like that works? Like, are you like tricking yourself? Because why?
Well, you have to make the conscious effort. If your phone's sitting next to you, you can mindlessly pick it up and start scrolling through things. If you have made the decision to leave your phone
like
out here,
setting traps for yourself.
Yeah,
right.
You got
to
get up.
You would have to consciously say, I want my phone so bad that even though I put it out there, I'm going to choose to walk into the living room, pick it up, and go on my phone.
For nothing. To see nothing.
It's just a little more conscious.
But after getting up five times, you're going to be like, screw it. I'm just going to keep it next to me.
Yeah, exactly. And see that, and that's probably what would happen. I would get up two or three times in the middle of the night and be like, well, this didn't work.
Give it a try or leave it in your car.
I like that. I like to leave it in here. And then I want to be that guy. God, I romanticize this and I've done it for years. I want to be the guy with just a flip phone, right, that just takes calls and just can text his friends and stuff and just has no...
Just use self-control, Justin.
I know.
It's fine. You can still have ways.
I have to go from one extreme to the other.
Yeah, you
know me.
You don't. Like, you just have a rotary phone.
Yeah.
Do you remember T9 texting on the flip phones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would text faster on T9 than...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was terrified.
And I could do it in my pocket. Like, yep. I'd be like...
Dude, I had the Sidekick where you'd flip it open like a keyboard. That was my jam, dude. The Sidekick was the shit.
Those were, like, the coolest things ever when they came out.
Yeah, I know. Then you, like, whip it out. It's like now when I pull out my beard comb in public and I just do a nice swipe.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Wow. All right, so that's our cell phone addiction rant for the day. I wasn't prepared to talk about that today, but I think that's good. I did the thing at the first of the year where I was like, I set my alarm. I'm like, I'm only going to go on social media for 10 minutes a day. And once the alarm is up, then that's it for the day. And, you know, that lasted like a week.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, maybe 20 minutes a day. And then I was like, I'm not even going to time it anymore.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe
we talked about not this last New Year's, but the New Year's before, we talked about how it's not good to set resolutions like that are finite and strict, but it's better to set the intention to use your phone less than to say, I'm only going to use it for 10 minutes a day.
Right.
Because then the obsession around doing it correctly becomes just as invasive as the obsession originated from it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's almost like instead of focusing on the phone, focus on discipline. Like,
right.
Like maybe not just the phone, be like, hey, maybe... You know, all around discipline. I mean, it's hard.
Do you want to hear how bad it is? Last night, for an hour and 10 minutes, while I was trying to fall asleep, before I looked at this 9/11 keyhole, I was looking at an article for like an hour on the reasons why using your phone too much and social media is bad for you. But then I realized I'd been on this page for an hour.
Those are the biggest posts on Facebook.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that get the most views.
That's hilarious.
But it's saying it changes the way we process information, too, yeah. because it's such short bursts of information that our brain is now trained. It like promotes ADD and ADHD. And like, so all the young people who grow mm-hmm. up with cell phones, it changes the way they process information and their attention span.
Does anyone read, if there's not like a seven ways to, like, does anyone just sit and read an article anymore? Like, absolutely not, oh, right? No. It's always like seven ways. And then whatever the intro is, you skip over that skip and you just look at the bullet points that they have and like yes. fucking move on with your life. Like that yep. 10 minutes would have been yep. just way too much.
That's so funny. Yeah. Yep. Remember newspapers and shit?
What?
I know.
Yeah.
Newspapers and magazines and yeah. stuff. Now if there's not like a sexy, like nice HD picture.
Right.
Right. A little like blur and then things I can click
bullet
on.
Bullet points.
I don't even
yeah.
read it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's our cell phone addiction rant, I guess. I don't know if we helped anybody there or not.
Try leaving your phone in the living room. That's everyone's homework.
That's good. I like that. So next week, I'll let you know
how that
goes.
Went. Yeah. Good.
All right. Good. I got a bunch of stuff today. I have another news article. I have another relationship article. I have a what the fuck article. I have a Justin's helpful article. I got a lot. I don't know which one you want to do first, though. What are you feeling?
Roll the dice,
Let's
Justin.
Do a quick news article real fast that I saw. So as an experiment in Boston... God, this is just the breakdown of society. McDonald's is rolling out an ATM that dispenses Big Macs.
Oh, like the cupcake ATM?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I got to be honest
really?
With you. Yeah, I don't.
God, just like, that's so bad. It's just such a slippery slope. Because we're talking about conscious decisions. You want a Big Mac, you got to get in your car. You got to go. You got to sit in the drive-thru. You got to look somebody in the eye. And you got to order a Big Mac. Now you just go up to an ATM.
Whatever. But now you have to drive out of your way to go to the ATMs. It's not like there's tons of them. You know
not
what I mean? Like
yet.
Just like the cupcake ones. So Sprinkles Cupcake started this and you would drive. There was like two of them and you go and you put your money in and then it dispenses your cupcake for you or whatever.
Yeah.
So apparently now they're doing it with Big Macs.
With Big Macs. So
Tokyo, all the food, you just walk down the street. You
know, really?
You put it in your car, it gets sushi, whatever you want. There's like little cubbies. You put it in your car, it opens up, you climb in there, take a nap. Like they have automated everything.
Bro, you know me. Could you guys imagine me getting sushi out of a vending machine?
No.
I would immediately go to the hospital.
No, or climbing into a cubby that you put change in to crawl into.
I'm like the opposite of claustrophobic. The thought of being in a
yeah, I'm not claustrophobic, but I'm not eating sushi that's been sitting in some dude's vending machine in the middle of Tokyo all day. No, you're out of your mind. I'm not eating a Big Mac No. I don't even get sodas out of vending machines.
What do you get out of vending machines?
I don't get anything out of vending
Apparently
machines.
Apparently not.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Much less
a
cheeseburger.
Thing.
You don't have the time to go to a Sizzler or a Applebee's or something. You got to go to...
Or a McDonald's.
Or a regular McDonald's.
Like, just drive through that motherfucker. It really takes no time. You tried to make it sound like a chore, but really you're just taking your ass that's already in the car and just driving to a window where someone hands it to you. You don't even have to stand up.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? There's really no effort involved whatsoever, except you make like a slight U-turn and then just keep going with your day.
Exactly, yep. I hope that doesn't catch on. So that was that. What else could they do in vending machines?
Dude, I'd get a McFlurry in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would do a McFlurry out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
If you could do that, I would do that. If it's like sweets, I'm okay with.
Okay, anything sweet?
Anything sweet. Anything that's supposed to be cooked on a grill.
Dude, I knew a guy. I don't know. Do you guys remember this? Because in Chicago, we had like once every couple months, McDonald's would do like 30-cent cheeseburgers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get hundreds of them.
Hundreds?
Hundreds of them.
Hundreds.
Throw them in his freezer. Throws them in his freezer and then just nukes them. And for like weeks, he'd have McDoubles.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough. We used to do the Chick-fil-A party packs, my brother and I. We would get it and you'd pay like $50 or whatever. And you would get pounds of the little Chick-fil-A chickens.
Anyone from the South, I would do Crystal's Burgers.
Oh, you're Crystal's, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Crystal's Burgers. Order a sack full.
Would you do so rate them for me? Crystal's, In-N-Out, White Castle.
Crystal's
number one,
In-N-Out,
okay.
White Castle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
White Castle's whatever.
What is this weird frequency? Because I was just thinking about In-N-Out, and I was going to say, hey, not In-N-Out, White Castle.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen one around here.
I moved here 2 years ago.
They don't have them.
They're not Los Angeles.
They're not out here?
No.
That explains a lot.
You can get them in the freezer at your local grocery store.
Oh, okay.
But, like, again, like, I don't want frozen burgers.
Right.
If I don't have a minute and a half to go to a place and get a hot burger, I'm not going to get one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I suppose so.
I mean, I don't want to put a burger in the oven.
Right. Yeah. Like an assembled burger in the oven. Yeah, it is weird.
It creeps me out.
It is weird.
Oh, man. All right. So here's my, this is my Justin's Helpful Article of the Week. So we started this a while back where I bring in something to help people. Something interesting or it's informative or help people. I like this article because it's, last week we had DJ Dimmers on who was talking about, he was having problems with his erection because he was taking Propecia.
Yes.
Right? And I found this article that said, bald men are more intelligent, successful, and masculine.
Of course he did.
Says science. So this is for all my people out there who, would rather be bald and have nice working
brothers
penises.
Brothers in arms.
Yeah, my brothers in arms out there. Bald men are often seen as more successful and dominant than men with lush locks, a study found, according to Business Insider. The research says that women tend to find hairless men to be larger, stronger, and more powerful. The research was conducted by a scientist. surprise, surprise. He's also bald.
Right.
At the University of...
So basically, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's like, look, and they've got big cocks.
Yeah. It's just pictures of him.
It's just science, man. It's just science.
Look, guys, I don't know what to tell you. Just study by me.
They're better in bed.
Isn't it caused by higher testosterone?
Higher
levels?
Testosterone, yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
The first photo, they showed women photos and basically they showed hair and guys with no hair, and they reported that the guys that were hairless, they asked them what they thought and they seemed attractive, intelligent, and successful. But that doesn't go for bald spots or powdered baldness. That seems to be a sign of weaker or less attractive according to the women in the study.
Right.
And so shaving it all off is it seemed to be powerful and successful. It gives that appearance anyways.
Right.
And then bald spots.
So if you're balding, just shave it off.
Just shave it off.
And definitely I get the difference of, like, it seems more success. Like a bald man or a man who has short hair is going to look like he's got more things on his to-do list.
Yes.
Than the guy with the long hair and the beanie.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
Like, there's definitely a
difference.
Because
he's done a thing that day. Before he's left the house.
Right.
So, you know, it's an act of, like, you know.
Right. Whatever. And it just goes along with, like, whatever white-collar job you're going to have a particular look for it. Even if you're a billionaire that works at Google and you've got dreadlocks, you're still going to think the guy standing next to you
yes.
who got a fresh haircut to go work at Taco Bell.
Right. Right.
If you were to guess, would seem like the more successful.
Exactly. That's a great point. The guy or who got his beard trimmed up at the local barbershop.
Don't ever wink at me like that again. I will throw up all over this place.
All right, so that's my helpful article of the week for the ball guys out there. So here's the story that I sent you in advance.
Yes.
Yesterday. Should we do that now?
Yeah.
Okay. So today's WTF story. I'm just going to read the title of the article.
Ugh.
I wore perfect... Christy, let me get the article out.
I don't like it.
I wore perfume made from my vagina to see if it would get me better dates. And the subject,
you filthy, filthy broad.
Yeah, the subheading is how one woman took the all natural look to the next level.
The more podcasts I do with you guys, the more I realize Christy hates me. I just heard that, I was like, oh, my eyebrows went up. She's
so
about
this
to throw
intrigues
up.
You.
Yeah.
So this is this disgusts Christy. This intrigues Ivan, and this is I'm very indifferent to this. I think it's nonsense.
So here's the thing. I used to wear a perfume. It's called Inner Realm, and it has synthetic pheromones in it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same idea.
Why did you wear it?
To attract people.
Okay. Right.
And when you wear things to attract people, it's for attracting mates, but it's also just for attracting people in general. It's something that helps with whatever, like getting jobs, making friends,
right.
like all that kind of thing. Plus, it smelled really good.
Okay.
So there are synthetic synthetic pheromones that they make in a bunch of different kinds of perfume. So therefore, I do not have to wipe my vagina juice behind my ears because there's something that they make that copies it almost perfectly. And one of the biggest things that turns people on is your natural scent, which is not necessarily directly from your vagina. Correct. It comes out through your sweat glands. So it's actually through like your armpits and things like that.
Right.
So going without deodorant would serve the same purpose as wiping your vagina all over your neck for some reason.
This is why I like having a beard, because I could always just like smell it later. Like,
smell what?
You know, like the pheromones.
Oh my God.
I think I do hate Ivan. I think I just realized it too, that I do, in fact, hate Ivan. He was quiet before, but now I'm getting to know him.
Hey,
and
Ivan.
I think he might be gross.
Hey, Ivan, edit this part out, but me too.
Oh, sweet love of all things.
So a few weeks ago, my friend called me to tell me about a story she had heard about a woman who used her own vaginal secretions as an aphrodisiac perfume to attract men. While I was immediately disgusted, I was also intrigued, which, no, you weren't. You weren't disgusted at all, because no one gets disgusted and intrigued at the exact same time. For one, why would you do this, that, and for another, could it actually work? My love life ebbs and flows.
So?
And I wouldn't necessarily say it's boring, but I've noticed that the guys I really don't like usually don't stick around. Because you're the type of chick who puts pussy on her fucking neck.
Right. Because you're so insecure that you think that it's not a personality issue, that you should wipe your vagina on yourself, and that's how you fix the problem.
Right. It's not that the type of person that would do this is why you can't. So after 2 hours out of a bookstore studying, 2 hours, by the way, at a bookstore studying, the grand conclusion is that you basically just have to stick a finger down there and use said finger to dab your natural perfume on your pulse points, which at one point in history was actually a thing.
Okay. Courtesans in medieval Europe used to wear this on themselves, but that was in medieval Europe. Like, it's okay. Like, science progresses, time goes on. Like, you don't have to sloth yourself in vagina to, you know what I mean?
I think, Chrissy, you're like imagining like too much. If it's just a
I am not. I am not imagining too much. No. I'm imagining a single pointer finger going about an inch in and then rubbing it behind the ears, and it's terrible, Ivan. Don't make it okay. It's terrible.
Well, guess what? You guys are wrong. That's not how she does it.
Okay.
It's way worse. She took a perfume mixing class. She took a perfume class where I guess it's pretty common in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Not unlike cat yoga. Very popular here.
Very popular.
Where you can
blend your own scents.
Yeah. So, and she decided that she liked roses, and there was something other, like a licorice, whatever. Okay. And that was her scent, and that was the formula she got to take home. Then she went home, and she takes a Q-tip and puts the Q-tip in there.
Okay.
And then puts that in the jar or the vial and mixes it around, the secretions into the homemade perfume.
Okay.
And then she went out and
just killed it. And she's married now happily.
She's happily
married. Has four children. Everything's stabilized. Her life's much better now.
She's a rich, powerful, successful bald man.
Yeah.
And and then the article went on to, she went on to a couple of dates. And she went to the gas station, and the guy who always ignores her.
That's not true. That's not true. She lied in her own article. She lied about how successful
this was.
Could
it be like a state of mind? Maybe she just 100% has a little bit more confidence. And she's like, oh, he's looking at me.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I was going to say. That's a placebo effect.
Yes.
Of course.
That I buy.
That's why those companies make so much money off of like the you know, the pheromone stuff that you buy at the gas station for $3 or the horny goat weed or whatever the shit that is at the gas station. It's all – she thinks she's killing it because
– right.
Because she thinks she's killing it.
Right.
She's not.
Absolutely.
She's got her own vagina around her fucking neck.
Yeah. Yep.
With roses and lilacs whatever right. combination.
Right. Right. Which is even stupider because once you mix it with essential oils like that, a cotton swab of vagina, there's not going to be enough pheromones in that for anyone to smell, let alone the person at the gas station. I don't know how close you're getting to your gas station attendant, but... Right.
Well, Justin, you know I make incense, and you just gave me a whole new
idea. Oh, yes.
Ew.
I love it. Especially in Los Angeles. Like, when was the last time you actually got to go inside of a gas station? He was looking at me through that plate glass.
Weird. And she does talk about in the article that there are some natural scents that are just attractive, particularly to males, and are meant to... and have shown to like increase the blood flow, so therefore increasing the blood flow to their groin.
Sure.
And it's things like vanilla, cinnamon, any like food.
Yeah, any sort of food
that smells
men.
Like sweet food. Yeah. Is what turns men on. So
yeah. Every article,
just go with cinnamon, ladies. You don't have to.
Yeah, cinnamon, vanilla.
It's not that hard.
Fresh baked cookies.
Men aren't that hard sleep with. Men aren't that hard to sleep with. You don't have to rub vagina on yourself. Men aren't that hard to sleep with.
Chrissy, that's so true.
I don't care who you are or what you look like. Yeah. It's not that complicated to get a guy to bone you.
If you want
to
get laid in Los Angeles, you don't got to take a perfume mixing class.
No.
You don't got to buy Q-tips.
You don't. You don't. And your vagina juice isn't going to get that guy to stay.
Right.
It's a personality issue. Don't go to the 2-hour perfume class. Go to therapy for 2 hours. Right. You'll probably have better results.
Or listen to this show.
That's right. I'll fix you up something nice.
Oh, my gosh. So let's do. So let's slide into this one then.
Don't say slide into after we talked about vagina juice.
let's creep into the. Let's creep into this one then. I'm sure that you've got opinions on this one.
I've got a lot of opinions.
My girlfriend smells like vagina all the time. No, I'm kidding. What do I do?
I'm out of here.
Vanilla and pussy.
Nope. No thanks.
What would you name it? What would you name of if you could market a perfume made out of vagina? What would you call it?
No.
Pink.
Well, I make an incense called Pink Sugar.
There you go.
That
smells like cotton
candy.
Pink sugar. Oh, all right, we'll work on that. I can't think of any. What's popular girl perfumes?
I don't know.
Come on, give me something.
I don't know.
Give me something.
No.
White diamonds? No, there's nothing.
I wear
there.
Kenneth Cole Black. Kenneth and Cole. Armenia Mania by Giorgio Armani.
Mm.
And I've had him for 15 years.
There you go.
That's how often I wear cologne.
Right?
Tommy Hilfiger. I knew I would find it, Chrissy.
I'm so glad we took a time out for you to get to that.
I knew I would find it. I'm
glad we delayed
genius.
This podcast so that
Marketing
you could
genius.
Come up with Tommy Hilfiger. I'm so proud of you.
So this is one that I'm sure you're going to have an opinion on. This is our dating question of the week. I'm just going to read the question. My boyfriend doesn't want me to get drunk on a spring break cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Let that sink in for just a second.
Yep.
I am a 21-year-old female.
Uh-huh.
This is coming from Reddit.
Right.
About to graduate this semester with a degree in engineering. Don't know why that's important. I booked a spring break cruise a year ago with friends when my boyfriend, a 23-year-old male,
uh-huh.
and I were not together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he is not going.
Yeah.
The trip is a month away, and tonight he asked me to promise not to get drunk on the cruise.
I told him
I couldn't promise that, and he got mad at me, leading
Good
into
for
a
her.
Very big argument. He doesn't want me not to drink, just promise not to get drunk.
So stupid. What a dumb thing to ask someone to promise.
On a cruise.
You can drink, just don't get drunk. Right. All right.
Right.
Sure, honey.
He thinks that if I get drunk, it leads me to getting blackout drunk and having no control over self or my safety.
It probably does.
Side note, I've been drunk 3 times in front of him.
Uh-huh.
By the way, she's in college.
Yeah.
3 times?
Right.
Not that bad.
In front of him.
Right. So is it reasonable for him to ask me to not get drunk on the cruise while I'm with my close group of friends? Should I promise him not to get drunk for his own peace of mind, or am I right to say no?
No, you should break up and go on your trip and be...
get blackout drunk
and do
strange.
The things that you want to do
right.
on your trip
exactly.
because you know that it's not going to end well.
Right.
And that's okay because you're 21 and you just graduated from something.
Right. Right.
I used to be that way at that age, though. Like super controlling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insecurity.
How'd it work out?
I mean,
it's not good,
right?
Yeah,
it's okay.
I know.
Yeah,
jeez,
yeah.
I don't know how to answer
that's
that.
True. That's true.
Oh yeah, you guys are still together.
That's true.
Yeah, but yeah. It's like, I remember those years. 24. Jeez,
yeah.
An asshole.
Yeah, I know. Asshole. I know.
Yep.
I have no idea why.
I can understand. Like, here's the deal, too. If the way she speaks and the way she could be lying, but a degree in engineering, I've been blackout drunk, or I've been drunk 3 times. She sounds like she's kind of got it together.
If she was really into her boyfriend, she would have found a way for him to be able to go. If she was really committed,
right.
He would have been on the cruise with them. It's right. Not that freaking hard to figure out. You right. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
To slide an extra person in there, it's not like it's really wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
Right.
If they were people who were going to stay together, I think that there would have been more of an effort made for her to have him around. It sounds like she just wants to let loose and go out with her friends. She's 21. She should freaking do so.
Right. Now, do you think it's on his end? Do you think he's worried about her safety or getting drunk? Or he just doesn't want her to
not.
Cheat?
He doesn't think she's going to be unsafe. He doesn't want her to bang some dude on a spring break cruise where everybody's banging. Where there's a 98% chance yeah. That this chick is going to, at the very least, make out with somebody
100%,
when she
right?
gets drunk.
100%.
At the very least, wet t-shirt contest. You know what I mean? Like, and all of that's okay
right.
Because she's 21. And I get where he's coming from, and I think he's justified in being stressed out and worried and wanting to try to attempt to control the situation,
mm-hmm.
But there's no control to be had. You either go on the trip with her or just call it a loss.
And just hope and just pray that, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Don't be in a relationship at 21.
At 21, right. Yeah. I do. Right.
They
college?
Should just
what? I know. I never went to college, but I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
These people that are like, I fell in love with my high school sweetheart, and then I went off to college, and he stayed in town. I'm like, what are you doing? That like,
nope.
What are you like? That's why you go to college. I mean, get right. A degree also, but like, to figure shit out.
Right. Right. To just be.
Yeah, I don't know.
To just be.
That doesn't sound, it sounds like that relationship's doomed. But I don't want to put that on. I don't want to just comment. Yeah, you guys are probably fucked. I'd be like, ah, we'll bring it up here.
We'll bring it up. But yeah.
But yeah, probably not going to last.
Just, yeah. Or take a little break.
Take a little break.
Take a little breaky poo. Yeah.
Like 7 days on a carnival cruise.
You know what I mean? Just a little breaky poo. And then if you come back and you decide, like, you know what? This is the guy, then you guys can get back together, and now you know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know what's so funny, though? Like, side note about cruises. You know how they have, like, those music cruises and stuff now? It's, like, a big deal.
Right.
Like, they have, like, the Weezer cruise
right.
or, like, the Kiss cruise. 311. 311 cruise. Yeah. I just saw one the other day. It's the train cruise.
I'd be down.
No!
Dude,
really?
I'm getting so old. I caught myself listening to a train playlist.
No.
Digging, meet Virginia. Damn, I was like, damn, that's a great guitar solo.
No.
Like, I gotta give respect to that. Like, really weird lyrics that make no fucking sense at all.
I would jump off the boat.
Dude,
I would jump off the side of the boat. The train cruise. Honey, promise me you only get blackout drunk on the train cruise.
Right.
I don't want you to remember anything.
No. Block it all out.
All right. Well, I think that's a good stopping point for today. We're about time. This is a very, very informative episode, by the way.
We talked about a lot of things.
We got real.
Today.
I'm a big fan. What do we do? We talked about...
We haven't had this many opinions in a while.
Yeah. I love it. Talked about do your research before you have a baby. There's things that you're not going to...
Yeah, read the books, man. Take the classes.
Read the books. If you're in a relationship, do dumb shit. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Go spend $80 to cry. Ladies. Don't.
No.
Don't.
No.
You don't gotta.
You don't.
There's no reason.
Nope.
Leave your fingers where they be.
Exactly.
All right. Just get some Axe body spray. That's what dudes do.
Ugh.
Ugh. Cell phone. Leave in the other room when you go to bed.
Yeah.
Try that experiment. I'm going to try it this week. I'm going to let you guys know next week how it worked out. And for God's sake, don't eat Big Macs out of vending machines. For the love of God. Go spend 3 minutes at a real McDonald's.
Yeah, drive right on through. They've got three different sizes now.
Three different sizes. They got kale. They got McFlurries.
Make it a day.
McGriddles. And then let go of control, guys. If you're in a relationship, first of all, don't date a 21-year-old in college who's going on a cruise. But if
you're like 22 to 26-year-old guys, is that about the window?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your frontal lobe's not even developed. You don't even know right. anything. Yeah.
I think 25 and
I just turned 30. I think I'm just settling into who I am as a person. Yeah.
100%.
And I've been married for 10 years.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for my wife. Yeah. I say it all the time. People that are single, I'm like, there's worse things than being single. Just go ask my wife.
Right. Yeah. I think 26 and on, and for guys, probably a little bit older. Like you were saying, I'm 36 now, and it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I started figuring shit out. So there you go. All right. That's a great stopping point. Man, I feel very feel energized after that episode.
Woo!
Thanks for listening, you guys. Foster the Podcast on iTunes. Go to fosterthepodcast.com. For all my social media, go to justincomic.com, or please add me on Twitter, Facebook. Add me on Facebook just to give me more time. Justin Comic. Christy.
At Rowan Moon Reiki.
Sound, Sultan of Sound.
At Ivan Ishkov.
We're going to change your Twitter handle pretty soon to Sultan of Sound Ishkov. Yeah. But for now, let's do that. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.